guys, I just wanted to jump on here real quick and talk to you about something that you might not be aware of, something that I wanted to give you a little heads up on. Is I was working with a coach for a while, and one of the first questions that was asked was, you know, what are you good at? What do you know? What are things that you can do that other people can't do that you can show them? And I was like, I can't really tell people how to do anything. The only thing that I know how to do is screw things up. I know how to mess up relationships. I know how to mess up businesses. I know how to mess up work. Hell, even a lot of times when I'm trying to do some home repairs, I freaking mess that up. And I don't know how to do anything except how to tell people how to mess things up. And he was like, well, you learn from those mistakes. You've made mistakes, and now every time you've had one of these screw-ups, you've been able to learn from that mistake, and now you can tell other people how not to do what you do. So that's basically what it is that I'm doing here, is I'm getting on here and I'm telling you, don't do what I did. Don't screw this up. And I'll tell you what, the one thing that I've messed up more than anything over my years has been relationships. And I can tell you point after point of stupid things that I've done. I've ruined marriages, I've ruined relationships with friends and family. And you know, that's one key thing that a lot of people have this misconception that having a relationship is easy, because it's not. It's a lot of work, and I think a lot of relationships fail because people aren't willing to put that work in, and they don't realize that the work that they put in is going to come back to them tenfold if they work it correctly. And that's another thing, I think, is speaking from personal experience, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, a lot of times it's easier just to back away. If you made a mistake, you want to reset. You want to just get out of it. Well, you can do that, but you're going to find yourself in another one of those positions where you're going to have to deal with it. Eventually, you're going to have to deal with it if you want to have a successful relationship. And that's true of relationships, it's true of business, it's true of anything in life. If you want any kind of success, you're going to have to find a way to work to correct these issues and make it to the next step, the next stage. You can't always just give up and start new. Eventually, you have to find a way to work to the next step. And so that's been kind of something that kind of resonated with me, is like, you know what, you're right. I have screwed up so many things, but I've learned so much from those mistakes. And that's where I can provide some value to other people. That's where I can help you, is to help you not make those same mistakes that I made. And I'll tell you right now that I've given advice to lots of people on relationships, and people who knew me personally, who knew what kind of things that I screwed up in the relationship, where I was trying to help them not make the same mistake, and they didn't want to make the same mistake. And more times than not, they still went and made the same mistakes that I made. They still found themselves in divorces and had to go through a lot of pain and suffering. And I'm not saying that I can save people from pain and suffering of relationships and divorce. But what I try to help people understand is that I can help you with getting through that pain a little bit faster by identifying the sources of it and moving past it. And that's my main objective. So that's it, guys. I just wanted to give a quick update on that. If you have any questions, get on Facebook, My Next Success, and let me know what you think and share with everybody in the group. I'll talk to you later, and keep touch. Bye.